and it's a Tuesday morning. It's time for our friends from Oak Leaf Village, and it's time for the Positive Points on Aging. Let's welcome in Karen Pickard from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington, and a happy, happy Tuesday to you.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Traffic wasn't even as bad as I was expecting.
Well, you know, that's good. Maybe we're getting a little bit used to the whole school thing already, and maybe people are behaving. That's good. That's nice. Well, good. So today on the Positive Points on Aging, and just for folks that might be new to the program, and you know, I'm happy to say we always have some new people that find us here at the Point. We do something every Tuesday where we focus on our seniors. We focus on moms and dads and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters or whoever it is that needs some care taking and people that we're looking after. And so we often focus on our parents and things like that. And we do different things along the lines of advice and counsel and some suggestions. And of course, Karen is an expert on this, having spent her her adult life basically as a caregiver and as somebody working in assisted living and all of those things. So we get some great advice from Karen and from Marcia Clayman, who come in every Tuesday with us. Well, today we are going to, as you guys say, rip the bandage off.
Yeah. Now, we've had these conversations before, and I don't know who out there needs to hear this, but apparently nobody's paying attention, because the last 2 weeks have been painful at Oak Leaf with people coming in going, I just don't know what to do. Well, you do know what to do. You don't want to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
And you've heard me a million times say being the parent of your parent is the hardest job you'll probably ever have. So today I'm going to use a couple of examples, and I'm going to use you as my guinea pig to see what you would do, because I know that you have walked this walk more times than you care to admit, and probably more times than you thought you ever would. And that's usually what happens, is we always think, oh, well, I'm going to outlive my parents, and I'm not going to have to deal with this, and my mom is so strong and all the rest of it. I don't want to have to go down this road. But let's just play a little game, and I hope that what y'all get out of this today is that if you can't use it, you can share this information with somebody, because there are a lot of people out there hurting and scared right now and not knowing where to go and what to do. And there are answers, and you just have to be willing to do it. Now, in the scheme of things, people will tell you Marcia is the warm, fuzzy person, and I am the one who just cuts right to the chase. So that's what I'm doing today, is cutting to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Kevin, you have been out of town. You don't live local.
Okay.
Your mom is alone. Your dad's been dead for 5 years. You mm-hmm. have a sister that you come in every once or twice a month for a couple of days to stay with mom so your sister can have a break.
Sure.
Common scenario. It happens a lot.
Okay.
Your mom has been living in this house since your dad died about 3 years ago. Y'all uprooted her and put her into a smaller home. It's got a great backyard, a great porch. She loves sitting out on her porch, and she goes out every morning with her coffee, and she pretty much stays there all day. You came home about 2 months ago, and mom said, you know, I love my porch. I love the birds. I see the animals, but I don't ever talk to anybody. If you or your sister didn't call, I would probably not talk to anybody all day. Now, what is your first thought on that sentence?
My first thought on that sentence, first of all, it's sad to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it troubles me. I would start looking for ways to say, well, how can we change the problem and solve the problem? And I'd start thinking about things like going to some of the activities at some of the senior centers,
right,
and things like that, and getting her more involved in that capacity.
She's lonely, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's telling you in
right,
her own
absolutely,
way
yeah,
without saying, I'm lonely.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Lonely.
I'd be very sad. That's what I said. Yeah. That's my first reaction is you need more of your peers.
Correct.
And you need more activity and something to stimulate you. And
right,
the birds aren't getting it done.
The birds don't talk back.
Right.
I hope
right,
not yet
right,
anyway.
Right.
So then you go home and you think about that, but you don't do anything because you don't live here.
Right.
And it's not a big deal.
Not hands-on.
Not hands-on.
Yeah.
And nothing, no emergency's taking place. And mom loves her house. It's her place. It's her nest. It's her space to be. So then you come down a month later, and mom, who used to stay all day on her porch, is now not going out on her porch as much.
Mm.
And you've noticed it as the afternoon encroaches, mom's coming in sooner, or maybe not even going out at all. And she says, well, you know, when it's dark, there's a lot of noise out there. Again, is that a red flag?
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah.
And you should think mom's getting afraid. Or maybe mom can't see as well, and so she's
yeah,
scared that she might trip in the dark, or she's something's going on.
Or maybe she has tripped and hasn't told you.
Hasn't told you.
Right, and she doesn't want to do it again. Again, when you got someone who has said for a long time, I love doing this, and then all of a sudden she doesn't love doing this,
right,
something's wrong.
Something's going on. I saw that
happen with my own mom, and it involved exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
When she used to absolutely love going every day to Seven Oaks Park,
right,
and playing bingo and doing exercise and things like that, and all of a sudden she didn't want to do it, and we ended up finding out that there had been a change because she actually had a stroke.
Yep. And so that's the kind of thing we have to watch for, though, because if we don't, we're not listening. And so the son comes and sits in my office and says, but it's mom's nest. It's her home. She loves her porch. She says she's going to die if she moves. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 90%, 99% of the people do not die in assisted living because they moved.
Right.
We're not really as horrible a place as people think they are. And it is changing, but your mother's given you two very loud red flags, because no adult is going to look at their child and say, I can't do this anymore. No adult wants to admit that they can't do something anymore, but she is scared and she is lonely and she's crying out, and the son kept saying, but tell me what to do. I want a perfect answer. Well, that perfect answer is, ladies and gentlemen, you might have to move your mother somewhere where she can get socialization. And there's somebody there 24 hours a day, because you don't know that she didn't fall at 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's nobody to call at 3 o'clock in the morning. She's not going to call her daughter, because her daughter has her life. She has a job. She's got kids. She's got a husband. I don't want to bother her.
Right.
So what do? Do you let mom stay there by herself, or do you suck it up and say, okay, mom, this is not what I want to do, and I know you think it's going to be difficult, but I promise you, you'll be happier once you move. It's not easy. It's not fun. But if you don't, what happens if you find mom on the floor 24 hours later? And how many times have I heard people come in my office and say, well, mom fell about a month ago. She's been in rehab ever since because she fell and we didn't find her for 24 hours. You know, like you said, your mom had a stroke. What would have happened if you guys hadn't checked in? You and Mark are really good about doing that, but you're not there 24 hours a day.
No, and again, this all comes down to one thing, and it comes down to being proactive or reactive. And listen, this is an inevitability, okay, with our parents. We do become the parent.
Yeah.
There's an inevitability. If you're active in your mom or your dad or both their lives, as time goes on, it's inevitable that they're going to slip. I don't mean physically slip. That's a possibility. But they're going to slip to the point where they need someone to help them. It's going to happen eventually. It's as we call, not to be cliche, the circle of life.
It is the circle of life.
It happens.
The sad thing is that we are living longer. We're not necessarily living a better life, but we are definitely living a longer life.
Right.
And I will tell you, and statistics, you've heard me say it before, they back me up on this, loneliness will kill people as quickly as a disease, because we are social animals and living alone is not something that we do well. So if your mother has said something along the line of, well, I don't talk to anybody during the day, or, you know, the TV is kind of boring, or I can't focus on a book anymore, they're giving you a red flag, and you have to pay attention and you have to step up.
Karen, again, I only speak to this with the experience of more recently,
right,
my cousin Bob, and now with my own mom. That's not the only flag, by the way. Okay, if you're hearing that, that's a flag. Trust me, there are other flags you need to be looking for. The goal, as I see it, as someone who is a very doting son, and I love my mom. She is one of my heroes. I love her with all my heart and soul. She's a beautiful human being who has an amazing gift of making other people feel joy.
Right.
I love her. She's a great, great person. If you really feel that way about someone you love, then you have really what should be ultimately is protecting one thing, and that's quality of life. But along the way, the sub to the quality of life is protecting their dignity and giving them safety and security.
And you do that for your child. We were just talking about Hayden, and you do that for your kid.
Sure.
So why can't you do that for your parent?
Exactly. No, I hear exactly what you're saying. Let's get you a look at the Fox Business Report. We'll do that. We'll come back with a whole lot more. Kev, Brian, and Karen on The Point. Stay with us.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Macy's is seeing shoppers pulling back on spending, though the decline in sales was not as steep as forecast. Its earnings for the recent quarter and revenue came in better than expected. The company is lowering expectations for the year. It's seeing weaker demand and is still having problems stocking up inventory. Online sales declined at Macy's in the recent quarter. J.M. Smucker is raising its business forecast. Its sales increased in the quarter, though it's been impacted by a Jif peanut butter recall. Apple is stepping up plans to switch some iPhone production from China to India. The Wall Street Journal says Apple has been working with its partners in India to speed up the production process. COVID-related shutdowns have created complications for manufacturing in China. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building Do Good Village in Lando Lakes, Florida. It's a first-of-its-kind community with over 100 homes for program recipients, a place where Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders, and catastrophically injured heroes can live together with neighbors who understand, a place where the children of these families will grow up together. Help America's greatest heroes and their families to heal together. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
A big fan of Medicare Blueprint. Tim and his team saved me several thousand dollars. They took a look at my health insurance. They helped me get the best possible plan. But not long ago, I reached out when we had a crisis. The big bad insurance company out of nowhere just canceled mom's medicine for her multiple sclerosis. No warning, 30 years, same med, and just like that, gone. Here's the good news. Medicare Blueprint doesn't work for the insurance companies. They work for you. They're local. Imagine me trying to get this fixed, calling some national toll-free number, outsourced operators, never talk to the same person twice. Medicare Blueprint went to work, helped me get mom's meds back, and how's this? Even less expensively than we were paying before. Incredible customer service and local. What a great formula. Oh, and it cost me nothing for their services. Nothing. Whether you're on Medicare or not, my mom is, I'm not, Medicare Blueprint helped both of us. Online, it's MedicareBlueprint.com or call them 708-7398. That's 708-7398.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Gas prices, grocery prices, inflation has hit us all, and it's caused the Fed to raise interest rates. As a result, after historically low mortgage rates for what seemed like forever, interest rates for a mortgage have jumped in recent months. Fran Halloran here. Let me make something clear to you. Mortgage rates are rising. They may continue to rise as the Fed tries to get a grip on inflation. What hasn't changed is the incredible customer service you'll get from Greg McCoy and Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Greg can't control interest rates. He can, however, control fees. With rates on the rise, now more than ever, you need to know you're getting the very best deal. Greg will make sure of that. He's more than just a mortgage guy. Greg McCoy is your trusted advisor. You might be surprised to learn how much Simplified Mortgage and Greg McCoy can do to help you with your biggest financial investment. Not sure? Have questions? Give Greg a call at Simplified Mortgage 803-722-6044 or find him online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com. Greg McCoy, NMLS 119871.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up. Hedge against inflation and the downturn in the stock market. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help make an investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you are an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil, and you are allowed to write off on your taxes nearly 100% of your investment this year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $150 a barrel. Call 1-800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 1-800-278-7455. Encore Energy. That's 1-800-278-7455.
Does your kitchen look like a scene out of a 1970s TV show? Is it time to modernize things with a fresh look? Let me strongly suggest you consider my friends over at Stone Interiors. And yes, these are folks I've known a long time, first as their customer and for many years as a partner right here at The Point. They turned our countertops into the centerpiece of our entire kitchen. Stone Interiors checks all the boxes. They're locally owned and operated, so they're here for 20 years and they stand by their work. They have the widest selection of granite, marble, and quartz to go with their incredible workmanship on counters, outdoor kitchens, tile flooring, backsplashes, and a whole lot more. Great selection, tremendous care for their work to go with a design staff to help you from start to finish on your next project. You don't have to have a Brady Bunch kitchen anymore. Climb into 2022. Give yourself a beautiful countertop. Give yourself a great summer with an outdoor kitchen. Go visit and see for yourself online at stoneinteriors.com or give them a call, make an appointment, watch what Stone Interiors can do for you. 461-8950, 461-8950.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Still heavy traffic coming in on 20 and 26. Accidents out on I-20 west of 378 and I-20 west of 277. Broad River to Bickley, Alpine at Windsor Lake, Two Notch at Long's Pond, and also Farrell at Pisgah Church and Farrell at 77. Mid-State Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. Got a leak? Let Mid-State Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. MidStateRoofing.com. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio. It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, John and Erica with Your Way Home. Look forward to listening to those folks. In the meantime, Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, and it's our Positive Points on Aging. I really appreciate that Oakleaf is our proud sponsor of that. One thing you'll hear from Karen and you'll hear from Marcia is, obviously, we talk about the assisted living life and this and that when it's appropriate, but I've heard them both say, let's do whatever we can to keep mom or dad in their homes when possible. And then when it's time, you got a good source to go to. Assisted living is out there. And look, you know, we just moved mom last weekend into assisted living. Right. We're living this show. We're living this exact episode of the Positive Points on Aging, and having to make hard decisions and take mom out of her comfort zone of her own place and put her in assisted living. And it was something that had to be done, and we decided to do it, and we decided to do it before incident occurred. Yes. That we were left with no choice.
And that's always best. If you make the decision to move your parent while they can adjust mentally and physically, everybody does better. You know, everybody says, oh, I want mom to stay at home as long as possible. Well, that's perfectly fine if it's acceptable and if you don't have, like, a diagnosis of dementia that you know down the road is going to get worse. I encourage people, if your mother or father has a diagnosis of some form of dementia, that you need to go ahead and establish a relationship in an assisted living so that as the disease progresses, because it is a progressive disease, and if they're already living there, then they know the routine. They can get around the building. They can get to activities because it becomes a muscle memory at that point. Mm-hmm. But I want to use another scenario because this has become a situation that I keep hearing a lot of. And again, you've got to look for the red flags whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. And you and Mark have been wonderful at this. But you've got a couple. Your mom and dad live together in a house, and they've been living in that house for some time.
Right.
They're up in their 90s. They're not young. But dad has always been in charge of everything. He was in charge of a very large company and worked his way to the top.
Sure.
And he bossed a lot of people around in his career. Mom was a stay-at-home mom and took care of everybody and cooked all the meals. And there's a whole lot of pride in that situation.
Sure.
But mom is now failing, and dad's trying to take care of her, and he can't. But dad's not going to come to you and say, Kev, I need help.
Right.
Because dad's perfectly fine. And yet, all of a sudden, you're starting to get phone calls on Friday afternoon or Friday morning early saying, mom's doing this, and I think I need to get her to the emergency room, but I can't take her. Can you meet the ambulance there?
Right.
Or mom has a doctor's appointment, and I really just don't feel like going. Can you get her there? And so what's happening is dad's not admitting to you that he has a problem, but he is, because dad would never have asked you to do that before.
Right.
Or how about, you know, they want to do a procedure on your mother, but I don't know that that's appropriate, and I don't know how to talk to the doctor. He's not going to say, I don't know how to talk to the doctor. He's going to say, I don't feel like talking to the doctor. Can you talk to the doctor?
Right.
At which point do you say, okay, this is getting out of control? You know, at some point you have to say, Dad, I'm taking over. You're stepping back, and this is what we're going to do. And you have to put a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though your father ran a big company and was very prominent, doesn't mean that he can continue to do it. And I don't know if you've noticed this with your mother, but one thing that happens as you age, making decisions quickly, which you have to do in an emergency, gets harder to do. Sometimes it's overwhelming just going to the grocery store, because there's too many choices, there's too many people, there's too much stimulation. And it's hard for seniors to do that. They need things to do, go slowly. You need to talk to them slower. You don't need to be running around and acting out quickly, because they can't process it that way. So you have to step in and say, Dad, I'm going to take over. It is the hardest decision you'll ever make. But if you don't make that plan, who's going to do it for your father?
Sure. And there's ways. I mean, again, you know your audience, obviously.
Yes.
You got to know his personality, and you got to approach it from the standpoint of, I'm not saying you're failing, and I'm not saying that you can't, but how about if I let you enjoy the years you have, and you let me take on this burden?
And not only that, we can do this as a team.
Right,
Bob. You
right.
know,
exactly.
You and I can have a conversation about what's best for you and what's best for mom. But if I'm going to be taking y'all to doctor's appointments, then I need to schedule them at my time.
Right.
And there's something else quickly before we have to go. I do want to encourage you this, and I should have said this, Marcia and I both should have said this months ago, and it didn't occur to me till just recently. If your loved one is living at home, please today go out and make copies of their driver's license, insurance card, social security card, any kind of card like that they may have. Make copies of their living will and health care power of attorneys. And also, if they are not wanting to be a full code, get a copy of a do not resuscitate form. Put it in an envelope on the kitchen counter in big red letters that says EMS, emergency papers, or something along that line. So that if an ambulance driver has to come into your house, oh, and medication list, don't forget those.
Yeah.
If somebody comes into your house, they can grab it, they can find all the information. I'm sure somebody out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is, even if you have a living will, if you do not have a DNR and your loved one is non-responsive, they have to proceed.
They have to. They have to try.
They have to try. And I'm sorry, I've seen it at Oakleaf before. Watching a 90-year-old woman having her ribs broken as they're doing CPR because she was a full code is not a pretty place to go.
No. And again, what's the goal here? Is the quality of life the goal? Is dignity the goal here? And I'm not going to get into whether or not you want to have a DNR. That's a very personal decision for you and your family. I'm not going to get into whether or not you should resuscitate or not, or when it's time to let go. But again, you make that decision, and they're awkward conversations, but they're necessary conversations. And again, nobody said that you deserve this. I'm sorry you have to deal with this, but you know what? I lost my dad in a car accident when he was 50 years old, okay? I would much rather be in a situation where he's in his 80s right now, and I got 30 more years of joy with him, and he got a chance to be a grandfather. I'd love to have the chance for all this to be making these decisions now on my dad and still have gotten all those years. I didn't get that chance. So, yeah, it might not be fun this last couple of years of their life to have to make tough decisions, but protect their dignity and don't take for granted what you got.
It is an honor to be able to take care of your parents.
Exactly.
And I say that every day.
Yeah.
And if you need us at Oakleaf, call us at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You're good.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Karen. I appreciate it. And I appreciate sometimes you just, as you said, we got to rip the bandage off and you got to tell it like it is. That's going to wrap it up. Hey, as I said, Erica and John are coming up next with Your Way Home. For Brian Leonard, For Karen Pickard, I'm Kevin Cohen. Thanks for listening to The Point. We'll see you this afternoon at 4.
With Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At least one death blamed on the record rainfall that unleashed devastating flash flooding across North Texas. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex took a real pounding. 9.1 inches of rain, the official total at DFW Airport.
Those totals were pretty common throughout Dallas and